Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome. This is Access Astrology. Three astrologers who get together on the phone and chat about astrology and what's going on in the sky above us and how that's reflected in the life around us. And we get together, do that little chat, and then we take some phone calls or we read emails that people send in to answer some questions. This is Mark Wolves, saying hello from New York City in Manhattan over on the west side. And over on the east side, I'm joined by...
Ann Ortley at my bright red desk on the Upper East Side, and I'm hanging out on a lovely, nice night. It's 43 degrees and actually pretty temperate out there. And we're waiting for Heather, who we anticipate will be joining us shortly. So that's always fun. And forward we go.
Ann and I are very pleased. We had a very nice weekend with Ariel Gutman.
Mm-hmm.
We brought her in from New Mexico to talk about the star point. And for any of you who are not familiar with that, it's excellent work. And it's another way to open up a chart and talk about some important things that are going on in a person's life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really was able to fine-tune and highlight, you know, kind of how you work well with others and where you can go to get nourishment and support and where you can run into problems with people in terms of, you know, or run into situations where maybe you're giving more out than others. So I think everybody found it pretty informative, and, you know, so it was good. We had our first run, and we had the snowstorm this week, which, of course, with quite a lot of excitement with all the water in the heavens. Rain everywhere, and water everywhere. It was really very phenomenal, and people are still digging out. So kind of cool that way. What was your experience of the snow, Mark?
Well, you know, it was a little like all the recent big storms that have hit the area. My little pocket of Manhattan, similar to yours, Ann.
Your little what?
Little zones, a little pocket of Manhattan, just didn't get hit.
Oh, okay.
You know? And I took a walk by Central Park, and I could see there was a good 10, 11 inches of snow in Central Park. But south of Central Park, the amount of snow fell off pretty quickly. And so in Midtown, it was like 4 or 5 inches of snow, which is just a sort of normal, fairly heavy snowfall, but certainly not a blizzard. So we didn't really feel anything blizzard-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And but if you were north of here and east of here, you could have got yourself 30 inches of snow.
Yeah, they got pretty snowed in. It was pretty
snowy. Yeah, but you didn't get that much on the Upper East Side either.
No, we never get a whole lot. You know, I get wind. That's the big thing in my house. You go outside and you feel like you're going to get blown away like Mary Poppins. But,
yeah.
You know, it wasn't too bad. It was, you know, nothing major. So it was good. It was always nice to have a little winter snow remind you. I wore my boots for the first time, so I was, one, able to find them. And Max had been sleeping. Apparently they've become a Max sleeping item, so they were kind of covered with cat hair. I don't know. He likes to sleep on my stuff. I think it smells like me or something. But anyway, he's got a Pisces moon, so he sleeps on my shoes a lot. So there was cat hair on my boots, but, you know, we cleaned it off and then went off into the snow. So it was good. So the week ahead is big. We have a lot going on. We have Mardi Gras. We have Ash Wednesday. We have Mars in Pisces, which is making everybody want to cry and hunker down and run away and cry and or feel like their life is whatever. We had the Pope quit. You know, and a friend of mine's boyfriend is thinking of quitting his job, and he wants to quit right now. And I said to her, you know, if the Pope can quit, he can quit. You know, it's kind of like, that's a job you get stuck with for life, you know, and he's out of there. So he's off. And the resignation speech was interesting. It's Neptune on the midheaven, right on the top of the chart, so... But he's given notice. He's not actually not the Pope until the end of the month, so I have to go look at his chart for then. And for those of you who follow along
that,
with...
I think the Neptune on the midheaven was not a simple coincidence.
No, I know, yeah.
you know, there is an astrologer for the Vatican.
There's an astrologer for the Vatican, right? He and Nancy have one, Nancy Reagan. So Ratzinger's chart, for those of you who are interested and follow along astrologically at home, is April 16th, 1927. April 16th, 1927, 4:15 in the morning in Marktel, Germany, M-A-R-K-T-L, Germany. And when you relocate him to the Vatican, it's basically in the same time zone. So it doesn't change his angles much. It does look like he might have some health matters going down, because the eclipse that we had take place was on his stuff. The one we just had was on his Pallas Athena in the 8th house. And he's got a lot of stuff going on in his chart right now with Uranus and all. So, you know, off he goes. New Pope coming. I always like the election of the Popes with the little white thing. But as they say, if the Pope can change his life and say, okay, I'm not going to be the Pope anymore, all the rest of us who are going, I don't want to change, I want to stay the same, or do I have to evolve? The answer is yes. Now that the Pope's done it, you have no excuse. You have to jump on this, huh? Pardon?
Worse yet, the excuse. Well, they won't be able to function without me.
Yep. No, they'll be fine.
Right?
They'll have a conclave of the bishops, and they'll figure out how to elect a new one, and then they'll send the white smoke up, and everybody will be happy. So,
that's right. So if they can do that with the Pope, they can replace you.
They can replace you if they can replace the Pope, yeah. Or you can leave, you know. You know, no, nothing's irreplaceable. I remember at one point my boss kind of looked at me and he goes, Ann, just know nobody's irreplaceable. When I was upset about something, and he's like, don't worry about it. Everybody, you know, it was somebody that was leaving, and he's like, everybody leaves. It's all an opportunity for change. I'm like, okay. And it was. It actually turned out pretty well once the person left. But, yeah, you know, we don't like change much, but these are planets that are demanding change. So we're all being asked to change in ways we don't particularly like. Or we do like it. We want to change. We're ready to go. We're ready to say, yeah, I'm ready for a whole new life, a whole new chapter. I want to roll. I'm ready to get out of here. Bup-bidi-bup-bidi-bup, and off we go. So the Pope's going. You can go. Or you can change, too. Because talk about jobs for life, you know. It's kind of like... But Sandra Day O'Connor quit, too, way back when. You know, she was one of the first Supreme Court judges I've known that's quit. And then David Souter did after her. And then they just kind of disappeared into the woodwork. You never heard from them again. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So our week ahead has some interesting stuff besides that. We're in the Chinese New Year, which was yesterday. There was a new moon, and we are officially in the year of the water snake. What do you know about water snakes, Mark?
Well, it's a snake. They say it always has a very strong sense for business, a lot of acumen for business. And, you know, water, the element water, is treated a lot like we use our four-element system, with water being one of them. And it's very similar symbology for water, that it has to do with emotions, that it flows, that it needs a container, you know, all of that. So that means we're looking at aspect of kind of business sensibility, practicality, and cleverness in a way that deals with the emotions, with sentiment, with making things emotionally functional.
Okay, so that's cool. Yeah, it's on my list of things to learn about Chinese astrology. You know, I mean, I did a little bit way back when I was sitting for my level exams. But I don't really know a whole lot about it, and that it is a 12-year cycle, and they do. There's the five elements, so that also we're in the water. But that water also has a very flowing energy to it, and of course this year we can anticipate a lot of water because there's 18 trines up there in the heavens above us, causing all sorts of water activity all summer long. So and
yeah.
as we get a little closer to the summer. And Jupiter goes into Cancer, we can anticipate more flow, more water, more emotional energy. But right now, all the planets in the heavens are in water or answering to water or passing through water on their way somewhere else. So it's a very emotional water and fluid time. This week, towards the end of the week, on the 14th and 15th, Valentine's Day, Mars goes to sextile Pluto and trine Saturn. So first, Mercury is doing that today and tomorrow. Mercury is in aspect to sextile Pluto and trine Saturn, because Mercury is in Pisces. So we're going to get information tomorrow that we may find kind of interesting or a little surprising or perhaps a little shocking. And then once that happens, then we go to the next thing, which is the end of the week when Mars takes action there. And we go, oh, wow, that's really interesting. You know, we're going to have Mars aspecting these planets. Now, they're all malefics, you know, Pluto and Saturn. We like to, you know, make nice with them here on Access Astrology. But we do know that they're kind of mean guys sometimes. And so when we see them as mean, what we want to do is kind of watch and say, well, you know, they're not the friendliest planets up there in the heavens. And so one of the things this week on Tuesday, we get the news, and then it takes place over the weekend, the action around it. So a lot of people are feeling like they need to make some changes or they need to do something or they need to shift out part of their life. And so your job is to say, okay, you know, how can I shift out my life and change it into a new way, change it into something that's more supportive of me? You know, and if you watch the Pope's resignation speech, he kind of said, you know, I'm an old guy, and I don't think I can do the job the way it needs to be done. So I'm stepping down, you know, I'm moving on, and, you know, I'm going to pray a lot, and, you know, I'll get back to you guys. So it was an interesting speech because for those of us who sometimes feel that we have to keep doing the thing even though we're exhausted or tired or we don't really want to do it anymore, here is an example of someone saying, you know what, I know it's for life, but I'm not staying. I got to go. And for whatever reason, you know, the last one stayed in office forever even though he was clearly very ill. And this one is saying, no, not doing it the same way, going to take a different road. So I think it models us all looking and saying, well, what in our life do we need to let go of? And because on a big level, the Neptune, the leader of billions of Catholics around the world, has said, got to go, can't do it anymore. So makes all of us know we can change the things that seem infallible, impenetrable, and never going to go until they die. In fact, they can change. And that, of course, is the message of Pluto in Capricorn, that everything can change. There's an enormous opportunity in any moment for us to redress, revisit, come up with a new way of looking at things, to see the world in a slightly different manner. So it's a very powerful metaphor for many people that, you know, it can shift. It can shift in an instant. Life can change. So, I don't know. It's kind of my philosophy for the week. Life can change, you know.
Yeah, and I think, you know, coming in this week with Mercury and then Mars doing this little thing with Pluto and Saturn, I think it points to that, too, that, you know, if you have a clear understanding of things, and if you take the right action, that it is okay to make these changes. And you empower yourself and you empower others.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that connection with Pluto and with Saturn. And it does, however, have to do with taking the right action. And it seems that the Pope did do that. He made his reasons very clear. He set things forth, and he said, you know, I'm not just walking out the door. I'm, you know, I'm here for the transition, and it's all going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So he was responsible about doing it, but very clear that his time as Pope is up,
mm-hmm.
and he has the right to make that decision.
Yeah. And that he thought about it and prayed about it and said, okay, you know, and
right.
I watched the speech a couple times. Just because, you know, it's rare that kind of, you know, I mean, usually I don't understand what he says because he's talking in Latin anyway. My assistant was here, and about a third of the way through, she goes, oh, he's talking in Latin. You know, she said, I thought it was Italian. I'm like, nope, it's Latin. So it was kind of, she said, it's not a dead language. She said, you don't normally hear people speak Latin, you know. But it also, I think, for all of us, you know, this Mars-Neptune thing, one of the things that it's making us aware of is that it's possible
to
shift.
Mars-Pisces.
Right? Mars-Pisces, but on the Neptune, because it's also hitting that Neptune.
Oh, conjuncting, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I got an email from my aunt, I think it was, about a glacier giving birth, calving, you know, which apparently is what they call it, when they split off from each other. You know, they kind of decide it's time to break up, and they have, like, a baby that's, you know, 600 feet tall and, you know, floats in the water, and the iceberg breaks into all these little pieces. You know, and if you've ever been on icebergs or, you know, walked on glaciers or seen them, you know, they're pretty impressive. You don't get the sense that they're just going to fall apart and die, you know, on you or change on you. Again, it becomes the thing that we think won't change becomes changing. And I think that's really the theme for that water, the changing of the oceans, the shifting, the movement within us is taking place on very deep and very profound levels. And I know quite a few people have kind of reported in that they're having hard times emotionally or they're working on emotional stuff. And it's very deep. These are very deep feelings, deep and profound and kind of in a hard space sometimes to access. And trusting that process and giving it a sense of freedom and a sense of hope that, yeah, okay, I'm going to go through this transition and on the other side, there is something going to happen. I don't necessarily know what that's going to be. And as the two filmmakers were watching the ice break apart, they were saying, here we are, two little specks witnessing this thing happen. You know, we're witnesses to it, but we're also, are, you know, as a witness to ourselves or to other people going through profound change. Sometimes that's what you need to do this week, is just witness people having a hard time, talking to them, listening to them, and helping, because you can't take it away, but you can support through the listening or support through the connection, you know?
Yeah.
That make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other comments you want to make on that? Or?
It sounds like a good way to approach the week.
Yeah. We also are in orb of Saturn station. He stops next week, but he slows to the degree of his station this week. Of course, whenever that happens, we do find structural heads changing, such as the Pope leaving. But we also find that we often have big changes in the structures of our own life as Saturn stops and shifts direction. So he's going to basically be parked at this degree for the rest of the month that he's on now. And the energetic tension of the Saturn station builds until next week when he turns retrograde and goes backwards. And what he's going to do is he's going to then revisit all the decisions that you've made since November 14th to see if they're really in line with what you're supposed to do. Because he is the structure of the life you're going to be building for yourself. So him going backwards going to help you figure out if you're doing what you really want to do. What do you say to people when they're looking at Saturn stationing and going retrograde, Mark?
Well, it is time to make an assessment of the way your life is structured,
mm-hmm.
and it's an opportunity to change, or at least be ready to re-look at how your life is structured, and so you can make changes. You can also, you know, in that sense, you can get a feeling that the structure is loosened up. So it's kind of like what seemed to be very solid, tight walls around you that organized your life. Suddenly they become very permeable. And, you know, you realize, oh, I could put a window or a doorway through that wall. And this one I could change. I could make it lower or higher. And, you know, the whole thing can change. And you'll use the space you're living in differently. And that can be literally the space you're living in, but it's also the mental space that you've created. also the obstacles, the limits, the fence that's around some part of your life. You can change that fence and make it a different shape. You can push it further away, bring it further in. You know, a lot of different things you can change. And so that moment of the stationary Saturn, everything just sort of goes quiet for a moment, and that's when you can really sort of, without judgment, just assess how is my life structured, and then what would it take for me to begin to shift some of that. And of course, it doesn't shift in a minute, but and Saturn doesn't do very many things in a minute. You know, the Saturn minute, there's hardly any such thing. It may feel like it sometimes, but then when you really look at it, you realize that it's been coming for months. And same with this. So you say, I see some things that need to change. And very often with the Saturn station, you don't really see exactly how you're going to change what it is, but you see what it is that needs to change.
Right.
And that's enough to get it going, because Saturn will, with a kind of grumpy voice, say, all right, I can work with you on that, but I don't have any idea how we're going to do it, you know. But as long as you said that has to change, it's too limiting. I'm experiencing too tight a limit in this area of my life. If you've done that much, that's all it takes to set the change in motion. And then you're in for months of actually figuring out how to do it and bringing it about. But that's okay. Saturn works slowly like that.
Yeah, he is a slow guy, you know. He does give us, that's the nice part about Saturn transits, is that there's a lot of time to get everything in order, to figure out what you're actually trying to do, what you're trying to accomplish, how you're going to accomplish it, under what you actually need to get in line to do it. It's a 9-month transit from start to finish. So we're now at the point of stationing. So he went into this stuff with new ideas as of November, and now he's pausing and he's saying, okay, so we made the changes, we started doing all the shifting, we started moving everything in the new direction, and now he's pausing and he's looking around and he's saying, okay, so is this the new direction you really want? And our job under this transit is to say, yeah, that is what I want. And he's going to go, well, what about all these other things over here, these details, like your life that you're leaving behind? And you go, oh, well, I guess I do have to wrap that part up, don't I? I need to maybe handle that. And so then now the next few months, from now until June, we're going to be handling the things we want to leave behind and getting ready for that going forward time when Saturn goes direct in July. And he says, okay, you've gotten everything in place now, right? So now this is exactly what you want, and you go full steam ahead. So this is your time to revise the plans starting next week, to kind of finalize the plans, and then you're going to work on them through July 7th and get them in order. And then once we get to July 7th, you're going to start to build. So it's a very big time. So this next couple weeks, a lot of people are going to be making decisions about what they can or they can't do. They're going to be saying, I can't stay in this relationship anymore, or I want to be in this relationship, I want to commit to it, or I want to whatever. And then the movie breaks, the film pauses, and we kind of go, oh, wait, okay, we have some things we have to clean up first before we can actually go forward with the rest of the movie. And that's what we do for the next few months. So this week when the film breaks, don't take it personally. Kind of go, oh, yeah, you know, remember in the old days, I don't know, you probably had home movies too, Mark, we did, you know, and every now and then the film would break and my father would be, all right, let's turn the lights on. We'd turn the lights on. He'd fix the film. We'd start it up again, you know, and we don't necessarily have that anymore, you know, the film breaking, but it's that energy of pause, the energy of What's your vision? Where do you want to go with it, and what are we looking for? So that's very big this week, too. So
is that now it's not the film breaking and doing a physical splice on it. The pixels start pixelating.
Yeah, the little thing on your machine that goes round, 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 and then the movie doesn't come in. You know, when you're sitting there going, oh, my internet connection's slow. I'm not connected into the internet. So, and I want to do a shout out to Sue, who last week suggested I put bacon on my foot to help me get the glass splinter out. It was a southern remedy, so she emailed me after the show, so I want to say thank you, Sue. That was great. Great suggestion.
And did it work?
Actually, the splinter came out. I was soaking it, so it seems to have left my... But I thought, what a great idea, bacon, you know? And then, of course, I imagined the cats nibbling on my feet all night as we looked at the bacon.
That's what really gets it out.
That's what really gets it out, the cats nibbling on my toes, right? So it's all good. I mean, it's really just this week, folks, is just know there is so much water in the heavens. Everybody's so sensitive and so over-emotional. And our moons this week are in emotional signs. They're in the sign of Libra. I'm in July. What am I doing? I'm like, no, they're not in Libra.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to July, yeah. They're in the sign of Pisces today and tomorrow. And then on Wednesday and Thursday, they're in the sign of Aries. Aries is very much about moving forward and taking action. But today and tomorrow are very much sentimental and kind of feeling very deep emotions, very deep feelings about things. And then on Thursday, it's in Pisces 2, or in Aries 2. Closing aspect on the Wednesday and Thursday moons is a sextile, so it's a good moon to get things done. And the closing aspect on the moon today, but it went void at 12:03. So we're in void mood time all day, all this afternoon and all day tomorrow. It's all, the moon's void all day. And so we like void moons. We find when we get to the part where a lot of planets are in early signs, we have these day-long void moons. What they're designed for is for you to not feel you have to rush, for you to feel you need to float, that you're afloat and adrift in the universe. It's not supposed to go fast. It's not supposed to be hurried. It's supposed to be just being where you are, living in that moment, and really feeling comfortable with, you know, this is what I can do. I can't do any more than this. I can't do any less. This is where I am. This is the plan. And so void moons for the week are very strong. And then on the weekend, we go into a moon in Taurus on the 15th and 16th, and, of course, this is a holiday weekend. And the Taurus moon ends with a square to the sun on Sunday. And then it's Gemini moon Sunday night and Monday. And Monday we're off. Monday, of course, we have the Saturn. It's President's Day. And we have Saturn stationing. We also have the sun going into Pisces. And we have Jupiter occulting, moon occulting Jupiter. So there's a lot going on. And our job when there's this much energy in the world is just to be kind to each other. Because there's so much flying around. There's just so much, and people just are really sensitive. So just being kind, I think, is the big word on this one. So.
All right. Have we got a caller on the line?
Well, we actually only have a minute left. So show went fast, and we were talking, and it's like a minute. So Pardon?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So, and Heather didn't make it. She's okay. There's the British lady with the 90-second warning. So any last things you want to suggest to people about this week, Mark?
Basically, you know, work with the putting together a list of how you want your structure to change in your life. And then, as Anne pointed out, you're going to be tying up some loose ends of things that have already begun. Other things you'll be letting go of that you hadn't thought of. So, you know, look at your house mentally and physically and see what kind of shapes you'd like to see instead of what's there and how much space you want to see for certain things. You can rearrange. Make one room bigger, another room smaller. Now is the time to do it. But now's the time actually to make the decision. And then Saturn will work with you to figure out exactly what you need and, you know, which tools, who to hire, what to do yourself, and how to make it come about.
Right. And on that note, we're done. So we wish you all a good week. Mark and I speak every week at the Open Center, the Church of the Transfiguration, that you enter through the Open Center. on 30th Street between Madison and 5th Avenue in the city. It's $5. Drop by. And my name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer here in New York. And you are?
Mark Wolf, also in New York.
Yeah, and Heather is out in Minneapolis, probably caught in a snowbank somewhere. So
right.
We'll have to email her and see what happened
her.
To her. Tom?
Next time.
Yeah, next
we'll
time.
Hear from her next
yeah.
time.
All right, so we'll talk to you all
Thanks
next week.
Listening.
Take care.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.